Vision. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boy, you're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing,
bapa baby bapa bapa mbole.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Cindy Lou, it's time for the early bird fishing guy, Jeff Sun, and he joins us. I'm not sure where, out on a lake, in bed, in a car. What's going on, Jeff?
I'm sitting in the office behind the control center of my computer, trying to figure out if I'm going to make it out on the ice today or not. They got some kind of a winter advisory here. Doesn't look too bad outside.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I sort of had it in my mind. All of a sudden, last week or the last 10 days, something like that, I kind of got into the groove of getting out and fishing and, you know, all the muscles that you don't use kind of went through there, a couple of days of being sore, and now I feel pretty good and I'm raring to go. And it looks like we might be just about to the end of our little honeymoon with all this beautiful, calm, warm weather that we've been having, and ice fishing has been, if it hasn't been spectacular action, it's definitely been easy to do. So there's lots of people that have been getting out, and you know, most everybody's catching some fish. I wouldn't say that anybody is really ripping on them, but they're doing okay, and there's lots of traffic out on the lake.
So what's going on Winnie?
Well, last week, just after we talked, they made the announcement. High Banks got their roads opened up and plowed into some fresh territory. The Pines has got gigantic, wide, highway-style roads. They've got them on the west side and the south side, too, so everything kind of opened up at the same time where you could get the big rigs out there, the wheelhouses. We had a family fishing day on Saturday out there, and we stayed until just about dark. And as we were packing up and getting off the lake, all of the wheelhouses, I've never seen anything really quite as pretty as the way it was all set up that night, because there was like two or three little areas where there's tons of traffic, and not all these fancy houses now have got fancy lights on them. So you got yellow lights and blue lights and purple lights and pink lights, and it looks like these little cities set up out there. And it's really, we had a talk about that after we got back home. The whole phenomena, it really, even about fishing, this is just a new lifestyle. It's camping on the ice, and as long as you're out there, you wet a line. Some of them are a little bit more serious than others when it comes to how many fish they catch, but you see the dogs running around and the kids throwing footballs, and if you ask me, you know, you can argue everything from two points of view. The thing about these fancy wheelhouses, they do take up a lot of space, and I can see that if you're a conventional angler who likes to just take a 5-gallon bucket and go sit out on the ice and try to catch something, it's maybe not quite as fun to have all the traffic out there and so on and so forth. But if you're looking at this from the point of view about getting families together and getting out on, you know, I'm saying out on the ice, but really getting out anywhere together as a family, because they use these as campers in the summer too. And so I think it's kind of a neat thing myself to see.
Hey, know. Jeff, what's the cost difference between an ice bucket and a wheelhouse?
I'm $2 short on the wheelhouse, but I've got the ice bucket covered pretty well. Yeah, there's a crazy range of territory now when you're talking about those. You know, it's anything from fairly basic and straightforward to you can get them as elaborate as you want. You got no problem sitting at the TV set watching the Super Bowl while you're trying to catch a fish through the ice, that's for sure. So, yeah, you can have them any place in between. But I'd drive up there in the evening time while the traffic is high and there's lots of people around. I'd make a drive up to Winnie and just take a look at those lights all lit up, kind of Christmassy in a way. Anyhow, I don't know. It struck me that way.
What's going on up on Lake of the Woods?
They should be making the announcement anytime. Hopefully this weather doesn't get too crummy. They're just getting ready to open up that northwest angle ice road, and so the folks that have not been able to get up and fish those northwest angle area resorts throughout most of the summer, you'll be able to get there now because they'll have a road plowed. It's for the folks who rent. If you have a cabin rented at one of the properties in the angle, then you can pay a fee and use the road to get back and forth. Now, there's not going to be a ton of traffic on it because they won't allow any trailers. So folks that were thinking maybe they could get up into the northwest angle with a wheelhouse or something like that, that's not going to fly. It's the lodge owners themselves are footing the bill for getting this thing kind of whipped into shape and make it accessible. But if you haven't been up there and you're thinking about doing this, it used to be quite the rigmarole to get up there, go through Canada, and you know, wind your way back in. Or you had your other choice was to take a snowmobile all the way across the lake. But now this road is about a 25-mile road. Nobody's fishing up there. And these lodge owners they've got some availability. So if you wanted to get into some really fresh territory and you wanted to go check out the angle and you've never done it before, this would be a really, really good weekend to make a quick last-minute phone call to one of those folks up there because they've got openings. Nobody's fishing there. You could go and do something you've never done on a lake that's not getting fished real hard right now. It's a pretty good recipe for something to do for a weekend.
And let's talk a little bit. You mentioned the walleye bag limits last week and that you were talking about Senator Kerry Rood. What kind of feedback did you get to it?
You know, it wasn't a lot different than I was expecting. Most of, especially the elite anglers, the ones who can catch fish more often than not when they go out, they're in pretty much generally support of it. The exception to it, folks that I've gotten a couple of emails from folks that would definitely support it. They come from out of state, one from Illinois, one from Iowa. And it's not that they don't support the reduction in the daily bag limit. They just don't want to come all the way up here and be told that all they can go home with is four walleyes. You know, so they're in favor of six. Personally, six walleyes is all it takes to make somebody happy on a vacation that costs them $3,000 or $4,000. I'd personally say the state ought to figure out that there's six walleyes to send them home with, you know. But now we're getting into my opinion. The one thing, I got an interesting comment from somebody who was kind of giving me all of the discussion. None of this means that you have a right to hunt and fish, was his comment. And the interesting thing about that, if you live in Minnesota, actually you do. In 1998 or thereabouts, there was a constitutional amendment, and you may recall some of this, that what did they call that? The Minnesota Hunting and Fishing Heritage Amendment, also known as Amendment Number 3. And this does give Minnesotans the right to hunt and fish. It's a constitutional amendment. So when we get into these discussions, now you could argue whether or not we've got the right to have something to hunt or to have something to fish for. But when it comes right down to it, this is a big deal in Minnesota. So every time we get into one of these discussions about a bag limit, a slot limit, stocking, whatever, you know, there's a lot of passionate people on both sides of every argument. So we'll watch this one, but I think the writing's on the wall. I'm pretty sure you're going to see this thing sail through. I think we're going to be looking at a four-fish limit statewide on walleyes here before too long.
So, Jeff, as you're sitting at your command center trying to contemplate what you're going to do as far as fishing today or tomorrow, what should people be thinking about if we're getting a lot of snow for fishing this weekend?
Well, it doesn't look like we're going to get a ton of snow, so the sky is kind of the limit as far as being able to get out and around. depending on what you want to do, if you want to get in on the big lakes, most of the territory on Winnie, for example, you can drive off a road right now, so folks that have been waiting for the chance to go out and fish without snowmobiles or anything like that, you can get around by a pickup truck. If you want a little bit of privacy, that's going to be a little more tricky. Some of the smaller lakes back in the woods that don't get a lot of attention, somebody that wants a little peace and quiet, I would probably suggest taking off and maybe checking your list of places that you haven't fished yet, but you've always wanted to. Travel conditions back in the woods are usually what stops you from getting to those lakes. And without any snow, really, to speak of, this is kind of a one-time opportunity until things catch up and you can't get around again. So maybe grab your list of three or four little lakes that you've always wanted to try, drive into them, take a little walk, and check them out. That's the way to get peace and quiet, and that's probably the way I would go if I was looking for panfish.
All right, sounds good, Jeff. You have a safe week, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Sounds good. See you later.
Thanks, Jeff. You can read Jeff's fishing reports at his website. It's jeffsunden.com.